Welcome back to Minnesota Matters. I'm Scott Peterson. Who better to talk to for Mother's Day than Minnesota's own Louie Anderson? After all, the comedy legend not only plays a mother on the popular show Baskets, but he's also just released a new book, Hey Mom, Stories for My Mother, but you can read them too. Louie tells me all about the book and his special relationship with his late mother. I found the story behind why you decided to do this pretty interesting. What compelled you to write this book?
Well, you know, like just sometimes you have a feeling you get overwhelmed. And, you know, I just came home one day and I said, you know, God, I really like to talk to my mom. You know, I've done that before where I go, you know, just to be out somewhere and I'll go, hey, Mom, how are you? I hope you're well. Love you. Miss you. But I felt compelled to reach out to her and say, hey, I'm sorry. It's been so long since I've written. I really have a lot of things to say. You know, so I went on to write, you know, a 3 or 4 or 5 page letter that, you know, at the end of it, I said, hey, by the way, I'm also playing you on TV and people seem to like it. So while asking all those questions and do that, that letter kind of formed the outline of the book. And so it was like where it kind of just opened a floodgate. So it was really kind of a wonderful feeling and bittersweet and a lot of pain and things that I wrote, but a lot of really good things and a lot of good things that helped me and you know, really things I wanted to say to my mom and things I should have asked her when she was alive.
You know, you mentioned that you told her that you're playing her on TV. I wonder, is there something other than that, maybe about yourself and who you are now, that you wanted her to know in particular at this time?
I guess I wanted her to know that I was, you know, really grateful and thankful and for how much she had done for me. You know, how much she had cared about me, how much she had cared for all of us, how much she protected us from my alcoholic father, and how much of an effort she put in and all of her sacrifices that she gave up. You know, she gave up her whole life just to take care of us. And I wondered if, you know, was one of them to be, you know, more than she was as a mom, you know, to have a career herself, to do things herself, to, you know, those kind of things. So, you know, I had all those questions and, you know, why did you stay with Dad so long? And what great thing did you do in your life, Mom, besides me, that you can tell me about that I didn't know? What were your fears? What were your, you know, I just wrote everything that came into my mind, and along with sharing with her all the things that have been going on with me and with my family and all my losses and all, you know, all those things, kind of just like telling her what's been up since she died in 1990.
Since your mom isn't here, I'm curious, were you able to put yourself in a frame of mind where you were actually able to sort of have a dialogue with her about these things, or do those questions, do they just have to go unanswered for you?
You know, Scott, a lot of them got answered when I wrote the book, because I talked to my brothers and sisters and I really thought about things. So a lot of them got answered the best they could, but there are some things, of course, that you didn't. So the idea behind the book became also, hey, if your mom's still around, don't forget to ask her these questions for yourself.
Can you give me an example of what kind of sense of humor your mom had?
Well, like she'd see somebody who had a big stomach, and she'd go, boy, he's got a big bay window, doesn't he? And I never understood what she was talking about until one day I go, what's a bay window, Mom? She goes, you know, in the house, there's a window that sticks out in front. And it's kind of like a bay window. And I just thought, boy, that my mom really is funny. I mean, that was really a funny thing.
And did she think that you were funny?
Yeah, I think she did think I was funny. But, you know, I think it was hard for her to laugh at the stuff I did about my dad, I think, because she missed him. And, you know, I didn't make him always the nicest guy in my stand-up. And I think what she always was, oh, that's cute, Louie, that's clever. Because I don't think your family really knows. I mean, I think they go, what? This is, she'd say to me, I don't think that's how I am, Louie, the way you describe me. And I go, I think it is, Mom. And she'd go, well, I don't think so. And then she'd do exactly what I was saying she was doing, you know? So I think that, I think it's hard for a family to always find you funny. My brothers and sisters think I'm really funny, but I don't know how funny my mom thought I was.
Before we wrap things up here, Louis, I'm wondering, as I've mentioned a couple times, it's we're doing this for Mother's Day. Do you have a favorite story or memory about your mom that comes to mind?
I remember being at the White House with my mom and her asking me, do you think they'd mind if I took a bunch of napkins? I said, yeah. And then she said to me, what about the picture of Nixon? Do you think they'd mind if I took that? And it made me laugh, the painting. It made me laugh when she said that.
Very good. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me. Anything else you want folks to know about the book, Louis?
I think it's a book that will help them ask their own questions about their mom that I think will be valuable to them and to their mom, and maybe make that relationship even closer than it is now for them.
Very good. Well, I've enjoyed the conversation, and I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me today.
Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you to my guest, Louis Anderson. Minnesota Matters returns after this.